The Bird Show.
We have been on The Bird Show now for, 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
And in that 9 years, I have not received what I received the other day, which is my first naked picture from a listener.
Hey.
Really? Oh, no. Don't encourage this.
This is all, yeah, I was just going to say, man.
Don't.
Was it the morph suit that pushed him over the edge?
No, it was before the morph suit. But I will, I have to give kudos on the way that he got me in, or tricked me into opening the picture, okay? Because anytime you have an email and you have an odd attachment, you don't know, you know, the person who's sending it, you usually just delete it. Mm-hmm. So maybe I've gotten pictures in the past that I deleted because, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know you. There's an attachment. I don't know you. But this person, I had opened it up on my cell phone, right? And I was checking email, opened it up on my cell phone, and it was talking about how Dairy Queen is selling your favorite ice cream. Because apparently I had said on the air before that Mayfield Ice Cream's Banana Split is one of my favorite ice creams ever. So I said, oh, well, that is so awesome that Dairy Queen is doing that, right? So then I opened the attachment, and it was a banana split. But there but there was only one banana on the plate.
No. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but there were two bananas on the plate with all the ice cream and everything. So
you
I just
are kidding.
So
did,
my,
you, did you notice the nuts?
Not in the picture.
So the picture that you got is not nearly as offensive? Because it was creative.
Well, it was still offensive, but I have to give kudos because it's like, if you're going to get me to open the picture, you bring up Dairy Queen and you bring up ice cream, of course I'm going to take a look. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's a rite of passage, I think.
Exactly.
That's a radio rite of passage when you get your first naked picture.
So I got my first naked, not from a girl, it's from a guy.
No, don't encourage me.
If I were you guys, I would not open any emails.
But I'm just saying, if there's an attachment, we're going to delete. I'm saying this guy, the way you got me to open it, I got to give you kudos. I just got to say, that was a smart way to do it.
And you know there are dudes that are going to take that as a challenge now.
No.
They're going to take it as a challenge.
That's and just really so okay. you know, if you're interested in getting Burger Eye ladies to open a picture, just put in the subject line, this is a naked picture of me. You don't have to put Dairy Queen. Well, actually, I'd open a Dairy Queen picture too now that I think about it.
Come on now.
All right, let's get Molly on here. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, and she thinks that her mom is stealing from her 12-year-old brother.
Oh, no.
Morning, Molly. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. How
morning.
Are you?
Morning.
I'm so nervous. Sorry.
Don't be nervous.
So, do you want me to just go ahead and let you know what's going on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, my brother's doing a fundraiser, and I don't want to go into real detail because I still live at home with my mom.
Okay.
And it's hard. I mean, my brother has this fundraiser, and basically, people give him money to support his, you know, raising money for the fundraiser. And my mom has been kind of skimming off the top. And I don't know what to do. Because, I mean, it's my mom and I live with her. And, I mean, it's just not right. You can't take money from people. These people think that they're giving to my brother for the fundraiser. And she's taking money from these people when it's supposed to go to my brother. Wow. I can't say anything to her. Because,
how do you know?
I mean,
did you see her do it? How do you know she's doing it?
Well, I'm there when she gets the money. And she doesn't have people address the money to the fundraiser directly. She's having them address the money to her. So even if they give her a check, she'll cash the check and, like, let's say you were to donate, like, $5 per mile or something. She would say you donated $250, and then she'd take the rest.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's tight.
Does your brother know this is going on?
No one does. All and right. I have no idea what to do.
Does the charity, in your opinion, need all the money that they're being pledged?
Yeah, are they being greedy?
I don't think that's the point, you know? I just, like,
right.
I don't know. It's my mom. Like, yeah. I can't believe.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know why she would do something like that.
All right, let's see if we can get you some advice. This is going to be a tight one, though. I'm drawing a blank. 404-741-Q100. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She definitely needs to do some sort of intervention. Same thing happened to me when I was younger, and end result was my mom was in jail for a year and a half for stealing from her work.
Whoa.
She needs to definitely do some intervention because it's a horrible feeling when you know it's going on and you don't stop it, and then it just keeps escalating and escalating. So definitely go and get her help.
I wanted to see if just by saying, I know that you're doing that. Do you think that would be enough? Well, because she obviously thinks she's doing this with nobody being aware of her taking money from the charity. But if you say, look, I know you're doing this, and it's got to stop, can that be it?
You've got two levels to it. First, it's the I've seen what you've done thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, I think you would, if you're going to go that far, and how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to go that far, I think that you have to go to the internet and have information on what could happen if she gets caught.
Well, it's a good plan. Come with all your facts straight.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I'm concerned about what you're doing.
Yeah, you've got to talk to her, though.
I mean, do you think that if she were to get caught, do you think it would be that serious? She could get thrown into jail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It would be very serious.
Have you?
She's stealing money from the charity.
You said that like if it's a $5 donation, she makes it $2.50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean it's not, you know, like so. Let's say someone, it's kind of like a per what you do. So let's say like he completes set amount of miles. It's not just $5. Like it's a lot of money. You know, mm-hmm. like let's say he were to do, you know, 20 miles, it'd be $100. She'd be taking 50, and then the rest would be going to the organization.
Have you considered asking your brother to walk twice as far?
No, I haven't.
I still think if you say something to mom, she's just going to say, I'm not going to get caught because you're the only one who would know. Why don't you just take over fundraising for your brother mm-hmm. instead of have your mom do it?
I mean, I could essentially do that. And my biggest concern is that she would just deny it, you know? I mean, I love my mom, and she's great, and she's never done anything quite like this before, but there's been a tendency in the past for her to kind of, like, I mean, she'd do certain things, and you'd be like, really? Is she really doing that right now? Because she's the sweetest woman alive, but there's just some times where she'd make really, like, weird decisions and choices, and it's just weird. I don't want to see my mom like that, you know?
Here is John. John has some advice for you. Go ahead, John.
Call the police.
On your own mom? Oh.
On your own mom for
really?
This.
He's
yeah.
playing the three-word advice
I'll tell you why. You ever heard of the scared straight method?
I guess she has now.
But she's not gay.
John, explain to her exactly what that is. She's 20 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what, it happened to me, and it's happened to a lot of other people. But most people, it happens to when you're very young, when you don't know the difference from right and wrong. This is a grown woman who's stealing from people who are doing things to earn money because they have to. They don't have any other way to get the money. And she's stealing from them. So you call the police, you let the police deal with her in whatever the way they need to. If they have to put her in jail, if they have to fine her, if they have to give her community service, whatever the reason or whatever the punishment is, and you let her deal with it.
Wow.
I think that's different when you call the police on a younger child because the consequences aren't as great. But to do that with your mom with the potential of her landing in jail is a hard decision to make.
Mm, that's a real tough one. All right, Molly, let me put you on hold for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Oof. A bunch of you guys want to talk to Molly about this. She's 20 years old, and her 12-year-old brother is doing a fundraiser. And mom is collecting the funds. And Molly here knows that her mom is skimming off the top.
Skimming off the top? It sounds like she's taking half.
Yeah. So what do you do about it? Here, Bird Show.
This is The Bird Show.
All right. So Miley Cyrus, you're not going to believe this, y'all. I mean, we have had her on a ton of times.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of times we've had Miley on.
She's been even in studio with us a couple of different times when we introduced her to Twitter. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff and Wendy signed her up for a Twitter account, and that was a really big deal. And
she thought it was a great idea at the
time. She thought it was great. She was tweeting like crazy. She had millions of followers, and then she bounced on that.
Right.
And then Wendy and I got to sit down with her. What was that, back in November?
That's right.
When she was here for her concert at Phillips Arena. So Miley and the Bird Show have a good relationship.
We like this, right? So maybe she's just feeling so comfortable with us now where she feels like she can talk about anything.
Right.
Because wow, did she yesterday.
She went off on a tangent for a little while.
It was one of those tangents.
It was a crazy rant.
Yeah, it's a crazy rant, but it actually went on so long. We've had to edit it in the clips. It went on so long that we all sort of left the room. We went to Jersey Mike's.
Right.
We came back. She was still talking about aliens.
Yeah.
I went and I put Hollis down for a nap, and then I came back. I mean, she went on and on and on about this.
It's a real passion of hers.
and the families.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how we got into it. I think Jen asked the question, like, I heard you're doing like a reality TV show, or your dad is.
Yeah, she talked about how her family's really private, so I asked if she would do one, and I'm like, but wait a second. And she said no. I'm like, but wait a second, your dad and your brother are doing a reality TV show. So, because I thought, well, if it's about her dad and her brother, they've got to be around her and cameras in their home. Mm-hmm. And that's when she explained, no, this is a different kind of reality TV show. It's about something completely different.
All right, so this is the first clip where we just start talking to her about it. And at this point, you got to know that if you're in studio and there's a camera on us, we're looking at each other like,
huh?
Is she being serious right now?
I mean, our jaws are dropped.
My dad and my brother are obsessed with aliens. So
really?
So they've been doing a little alien hunting. And
that's awesome. Really? That's funny.
Yeah, no, it's dead serious, dude. I will give you documentaries. Aliens are scary, and I've like been reading about them because my dad and my brother did. And I swear, I saw one the other day. I was up till like 5 in the morning, like recording this. I came into work with like the biggest like eye bags. I was like showing these guys videos, like freaking out, like for real. We're obsessed with aliens at my house. Like,
come on, you're jacking with us. Come on,
no. For real, dude. It's crazy. You have to read some of this stuff. For real. It's nuts.
Okay, now, somewhere in there, she said, like, we go out and we video these things. So she continues to talk about recording and trying to find aliens, right? And I think in this clip, this is the one where she's with her brother.
No, dude. Okay, so I was, like, laying in my bed. I was, like, chilling, watching, like, Jersey Shore or something. And then, like, all of a sudden, this giant light was, like, in my window. And I was like, oh, that must be a satellite because, like, satellites run through our neighborhood all the time. And then it started doing, like, figure eight in the sky, dude. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what is that? So I called my brother, and we started videoing. And we went over to my house because my house has, like, a bigger backyard. So we walked over to my house, and we, like, got in the backyard. And we sat outside till literally, like, 3:30 in the morning videoing this thing. It was, like, making these crazy colors and going side, like, doing this vibrating thing. And then all of a sudden, all these unmarked helicopters started, like, circling around and all this crazy stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's like the military. They're going to come, like, shoot this thing down because it's, like, for real, it's an alien, and they're about to invade. And me and my brother were like, we're going to have all this crap, like, on our computer right now. Like, we were so excited. My brother were, like, jumping around.
Okay, so just to get this straight, Miley Cyrus is saying that she's in the back of her house, she's videoing, she sees an alien, and then all of a sudden helicopters are around also?
Circling.
Unmarked.
Circling and focusing on this alien.
Yeah.
Miley.
Years ago,
When
she was talking about this, it reminded me, one of my jobs years ago was working at a bookstore where I was in charge of providing books at like conventions or book fairs or whatever on certain topics. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to an alien convention and sit at a table with all the alien books from the bookstore. Oof. I mean, serious. Mm-hmm. And the way she's talking, I mean, she completely would fit in. And there's a huge a crew of people that would totally buy what she just
now,
said.
I do not necessarily think that there aren't aliens. I do believe, like, there's no way in the world, in everything, that we can be the only life form. I just don't believe that they're hanging out at Miley Cyrus's house.
Backyard?
In her backyard.
How do you know?
She is very passionate and thinks they are very real, though.
And then we were, like, we were freaking out because we were, like, they say that aliens have cameras on their spaceship. So we were like, what if tomorrow on, like, the news, it's, like, a picture of me that the aliens took and they put it on CNN? And were, like, telling me that I was, like, calling them to come down, all this crazy stuff. It was nuts.
Hey, awesome. Hey, Miley.
It's for real. Yo.
Do you hear yourself right now, right?
It's true. If you read the documentaries and like if you watch the DVDs I watched, you would totally believe it.
Can we go alien hunting with you?
No, for real, it's crazy, dude. And some of these DVDs that you watch, you can't even buy in the States because, like, they're just so crazy.
Do you know that your record label is going to ask for one of those random drug tests today, right?
No, I know. Dude, it's fact. There's been too many, like, for real, there's been so much stuff. Like, for real, there's a lot of weird stuff on YouTube that isn't real, but there's also on YouTube that is real.
Okay, so we could have been done with that.
Wow.
Okay, we could have moved on, and we could have talked about our new album that comes out on June 22nd, or the conversation that she had with Justin Bieber. She wouldn't let it go. Let's move on, Miley.
And, like, I've gone to look at videos, dude, of aliens. Me and my brother will find the video, and I'll favorite it, or I'll tell people about it, and the next day it'll be gone. Because the whole world would just freak out if, like, they knew the aliens existed.
Is this one of those things you would tell your boyfriend and he would pat you on the head and go, "You're so pretty"?
No. Liam freaks out. Liam is way more into it than me.
Really?
Okay, we're all freaked out. The only person that doesn't believe it is my mom. And my mom hates us. And we were at Mother's Day dinner and she got up from the table because we were all screaming about it. And you should have seen us. It was the worst. People were so ready for us to leave because me and my little brother were yelling because he was like, "That doesn't make sense. You can't travel at the speed of light, blah, blah." I'm like, "Yeah, it says Einstein, but aliens are smarter than Einstein." And just yelling back and forth. And then my big sister was like, "Well, if you look at the Bible," and my brother's like, "If you look at these documentaries," just fighting, fighting, fighting. And my mom was ready to kill us.
So I just want you guys to imagine the Cyrus family sitting around the dinner table, all debating aliens, and one is throwing out Bible. The other, it's bizarre, right?
It's a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's actually kind of cool. I kind of like their family more, that they're actually into this and debating it. I think
quirky.
It's cool. It makes them normal.
Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris. You're on The Burt Show.
Morning. I got to call you guys out for a second.
Okay.
So you spend hours talking about these ghost hunter things where you're arguing over tape-recorded voices and sounds, but, you immediately give Miley a hard time about this.
No, we're not giving Miley
Yes and no. Ghosts and aliens are two totally different things.
And that is true.
No, but I think it's a good point.
I mean, we're really talking about proof versus not proof. I mean,
No, you're right.
I don't think, whether it's true or not, I am just amused by her passion.
Yes.
It would be the equivalent of if 3 days before the ghost hunters came in, one of us was, "I can't wait for the ghost hunters. I wonder what they're going to hear on the recorder. I wonder what's coming." Hello.
Did you hear that?
Oh, it's great. It's like, bring it down. Bring it down.
It was the same as that Siobhan talking about Hanson.
Right.
Yes, right.
Remember, she was oddly into Hanson.
Here is Miley Cyrus being more oddly into aliens. Let it go.
I think that one day that people can't keep the hush-hush on the aliens forever. But the world would just freak out, I think, that if people actually thought, but there's been so many videos of abductions and crazy stuff that it's just crazy. There's so many. For real, it really, when you are here, if I do see you, you will not leave a table with me for less than 4 hours because I will just tell you all the stuff. And by the end, you'll walk out being like, oh my God, it's crazy.
It would take longer than 4 hours to convince it that aliens are hanging out in your backyard, Miley Cyrus.
It's pretty nuts. If you see this stuff, if you see and you watch the documentaries I see, you'll believe it.
If you were an alien, wouldn't you pick Miley Cyrus to expose yourself to?
I think so.
She's like
no,
the most
because they don't want to. They don't want to be thrown out on the covers of stuff. They don't want to be on TV and on magazines. They want to do their tests and know what we're about and discover what our planet is about. But they don't want to be exploited.
So it's almost like her answer was so quick on that. That's actually she's discussed that.
Oh yeah, sure. No, Jen. They don't want to be known.
No.
They don't want to be known. Why would they come to me?
Yeah. If they would go to somebody nobody knows, Demi Lovato. Somebody like that.
So Jen had an interesting point while we're talking to her, because she's we're imagining there are a bunch of PR people around listening to this conversation, and at one point they must have been like, "You need to shut up about this," right?
My pelvis is on the other line, but no one can stop. I can't stop talking the truth. I'm never going to be coming back. Miley Cyrus, think aliens are dope. So I have alien things all over my room. I'm obsessed.
Here's what your publicist is doing. Hey, is this James from the James St. James Show? Hi, listen, Miley's going to be late because she's on an alien rant with some Atlanta morning show.
No, dude, it's all publicity. We're talking about my record. People are going to be like, "Dude, this girl's a freak. Let's go buy her single."
So she knows at the end of the day it's about publicity. And now Jeff raised a great point earlier this morning, too. This is going to be publicity for her dad's reality TV show that hasn't been shot yet.
They're just even talking about a reality TV show.
Bizarre. So we'll put that up online, and I guarantee you the tabloids will grab that audio today, and that will be in every major tabloid that Miley Cyrus and her family are totally believers of aliens.
Maybe they are aliens.
That's believable.
This is The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
So I need to learn how to say no. I know it kind of sounds ridiculous, but I have been a yes person for all of my life, saying yes to whatever in the workplace, saying, "Yes, I can work for you. Yes, I will do another task. Yes, I will add on to this." Even in my personal life, I'm very yes-oriented type person. If a friend wants to go out to dinner or out to lunch, I'm always yes. Even if I don't have the time, I just say yes because I don't want to disappoint my friends and I don't want to disappoint people around me.
Very, like overly accommodating.
Very much so.
To be liked.
Yeah. Would you call yourself a people pleaser?
Yes.
You do it to please other people, not yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have the time necessarily to do a lot of things that I say yes to. Like sometimes I just want to stay home. But I feel like if I say, no, I can't go to a dinner that night, then I'm letting that person down or mm-hmm. I feel bad about it that I'm not out with them. And I'm just sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing when I could be more productive and saying, yes, I can go out and do that.
Sure.
So I don't know how to say no. I mean, every time I go to say no, I feel bad. I just don't.
Javi, you can speak to this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that...
Melissa, you can't.
I can give you advice on the opposite.
You know, I think it's, you know, part of it is growing up and part of it is determining what's important to you and setting boundaries on what's important to you. So if your time during the day is to accomplish your things and you have a friend who, you know, asks you out to lunch, you just say, you know what, I have got so much going on today. I would love to go, but I just can't today. But I'll try to make it up to you next time. And I think it's kind of coming up with tools and words to use and phrases to say that make you feel okay with saying no. Mm-hmm. And the better you get at those, then the better it feels. Because you're protecting your own time. You're not feeling frazzled and stressed out trying to accommodate everybody else. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, when you do go to lunch with that friend, you're going to be much more present because you're not thinking of your to-do list that's a mile long that you mm-hmm. haven't gotten to because you always say yes to everybody else.
Somebody once said the standard answer for everything, if you're a yes person, is give me 24 hours
to
every single question, because then you can sit down and process whether or not it's really worth what they're asking
the
you
sacrifice.
To do.
I'll tell you where Oprah Winfrey screwed me on this whole thing.
Okay.
A couple of years
Scrooge
ago.
Scrooge Bird! Right up the booty!
So I heard her in an interview, and you know, Oprah has Oprah wisdom, so anything she says, you know, you got to at least listen to.
After you repeat it in a sing-songy voice.
So her theory on the show one day was, all you have to do is say no. Like, you don't owe it to anybody to really tell them why you're saying no. They don't really need to know why. A no is, it's a no. So let me tell you how this, I got screwed on this whole thing. So I was invited to go to a hockey game, a Thrashers game, years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had the night open and everything, but I didn't want to go to the game. I'm not a hockey fan. The person that was inviting me, I didn't think would fill the time, space, with, great conversation. It didn't seem like a great time to me. So I just said no. He said, you want to go to a hockey game? And I'm like, no thanks. And that was it. And then he started emailing me and texting me, asking me why.
Oh, say,
Yeah, and I went the honest route, and I just said, you know, I'm just not a big hockey fan, man. It just doesn't sound like something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I got tickets to a hockey game. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's just not my thing, man. And he was so offended that I think that was the beginning of our fractured relationship.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you can say no, but spare somebody's feelings at the same time, though.
You have to lie. Like, I should have used my kids,
as an excuse.
As an excuse or something, instead of just saying, because you get to a certain part in your life, and your time is sort of compressed, and you really got to get very good at time managing, which I'm awful at.
And you have to schedule time for yourself.
Which is for me.
If you need a night home to sit down and pay your bills and go through your personal stuff and do your thing, like, you have to set that out on the calendar like it's a date night with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so if somebody says, if your BFF says, oh my gosh, Tin Lizzy's is doing this, we got to go tonight.
Bert will be there.
They've got $2 margaritas. Oh my gosh, when are we going to afford it? Let's go. It's going to be so much fun. Let's go. You just have to say, this is my night to sit down. I've got plans.
I tell you, I got plans. You don't even have to justify anything. Mm-hmm. Just say, I'm busy that night.
I have never been successful at saying no and just no without giving an explanation.
And like, I fault Bert's friend because that's not fair. Like, if somebody mm-hmm. says no to a night, you can't guilt them for saying no,
mm-hmm.
Because then you're guaranteed that person is not going to want to be with you ever again. So, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just saying, my mom always used to tell me that you don't have to give a reason or an explanation for any no. You just simply say no, and they don't need to know and be justified in hearing that you're not going to do it. And women are really bad at that. We've gotten to the point where it's okay to say, no, I'm not going to kiss you, you random strange guy. But it's not okay to say, no, my best friend, I'm not going to go out to lunch with you. We have to be okay with ourselves enough to say, that's just it. It's for me. No.
But the problem is Wendy will kiss a random strange guy.
Well, she doesn't want to say no. Yes.
Right.
I feel bad.
But I mean, I'm curious if it's a gender thing, because I just assume, because women, it's that whole rude thing. You don't want to be rude. If somebody asks you, you don't want to be rude. And then I think, like when Jen was saying, it's kind of part of growing up is that you learn to kind of be in your own and you have the ability to determine what you really want to do and what you don't want to sacrifice the time to do.
For me, it's not a gender thing. I just think the way that I was raised, I'm always trying to get appreciation from other people. Acceptance from other people, and you never want to let them down.
Then why wouldn't you loan me your cup earlier?
I would have. I just didn't think.
Oh, you mean that
I thought
cup?
It was going to be too big.
Yeah. Damn it. Walked right into that one.
And I think that's part of it. I just don't want to disappoint anybody. And I think by saying no or that I can't do something, and then I just want to sit on the couch and I'm not doing anything, and where I could be doing something with them, but I'm letting them down by not being able to do something.
You're really not. I think if you tell a friend no to go out and hang out, like the hockey game thing, if that same friend came to Bert and asked him to go to dinner and he said no, and then asked him to go to lunch and he said no, at that point, that friend is going to feel pretty rejected. And I think the fourth time, you're going to probably have to ask them to do something. But I think every once in a while, no is fine. They're still going to be your friend. And you got to like practice it to see that the result isn't that your best friend's not going to be your best friend anymore because you told her you can't go out on a Tuesday night. It's that... If you tell her no 15 times in a row, then okay, then you'll talk about it. But after one time, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. The other theory that you could use to think about it, and follow me here because I'm tired today and this is confusing to me, at least in my own head before it gets to my mouth. So good luck with this, is that the inability to say no and saying yes to everyone is actually a very selfish act. Because what you're assuming, let's say Melissa invites you out and she got tickets to a Braves game and she said, Wendy, do you want to go to a Braves game with me?
In a morph suit.
And you feel obligated to say yes because, oh my God, Melissa invited me out, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, what you're saying is, I have to go with Melissa because she invited me and she doesn't have anyone else. And I'm the person that she needs to go with because she's not going to be able to have a good time without me unless I'm there. That's not true. Melissa had... Let's use Jen.
Whatever.
Jen invited.
Just because I don't ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
The selfishness of you saying I have to say yes to everyone and everything means to what you're saying to that person is I'm the only one you can have a good time with.
You're a selfish people pleaser. Selfish people pleaser.
Didn't even enter my head.
I didn't even think about that part of it, but.
And it may be an insecurity. Like if you're not there, you're going to miss something.
I'm going to miss something or I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm being lazy.
Here's Mary. Good morning, Mary. You're on Q100.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Very good. I have no friends now because I said no to everybody every time. I had a very busy life and I said no. And now I really don't have any friends. It's nice. I mean, I like myself, but yeah, I have no friends. So but you might want to say yes on occasion, even if you don't want to, but you don't have to say yes all the time.
I think this is probably deeper than just saying no occasionally.
Yeah.
Like you're sort of living on this island by yourself because you're work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's different.
I do too.
I think that it also makes you, to me, I think it makes you more efficient with the friends that are your closest friends. I mean, I do think that if you have a busy life, which you do, and you have friends that understand that, and you do get to, and you work things out to where you do get to spend time together, but it doesn't have to impose so much upon your personal life, you know, like your private time, then that's a good friend. But if it's somebody that's going to guilt you, because that is another conversation for another time. But
I hate those people.
The guilt friends, I mean, they have to be called out because those are the selfish people. That's the rudeness right there is if you say no, you should be allowed to say no.
To me, you can say no to the little stuff, but be there for the big stuff. Go to your best friend's birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Attend the engagement party. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're there for the big stuff that holds bigger meaning than let's just go grab happy hour. You know what I'm saying? But you can say no to happy hour. Every once in a while, it's fine.
You'll never find a balance in any of this. I don't know anybody. it has balance in any of it, like between your personal life mm-hmm. and your professional life mm-hmm. and sure. your me time and being there for everybody else. I don't know one person that's figured it all out.
I'm really trying hard to figure it out, but I'm not doing so
well. When you
well
get there,
it.
Please write a book so I'll be, yeah. first, I'll be the first to read it. I promise.
Now she has to write a book. Nicely done, Bert. Well played.
No.
There you go. It's
there
done.
Go.
She
yay!
Learned.
Listen, it's the Bert Show. The Bert Show.
All right, I got to play this for you guys. All right, here's the story that you need to know before I play this audio. That Emily Hawley is the valedictorian at Centenary College, okay? She beat out her boyfriend, and his name is Josh Walker. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she beat him out by .001 to become the valedictorian at their school. .001, all right?
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Could be 50.
But she addresses that and him at the end of her commencement speech, okay? Okay.
Emily achieved the highest grade point average, 4.0.
I would like to thank one person in particular. This person has been my support for years, kept me focused, makes me always strive to be a better person, and is the reason why I stand here today, literally. If this person hadn't gotten that dreaded A-, he would probably be up here today instead of me. Most likely giving you some inspirational history quote. Let's take a moment to congratulate the class of 2010's Welsh Prize winner, Josh Walker. Josh, will you join me up here?
This is her boyfriend, now, okay? In front of the whole class.
I'm sorry to be wasting everyone's time today doing this, but it's something that I think is kind of fitting. I like to consider us as Mr. and Mrs. Centenary, so here before you all, I just wanted to say, Josh, I love you more than anything. Will you marry me?
What?
Whoa.
So they hug, and what do you mean, nuh-uh?
I'm a traditionalist. No.
Really?
Yeah, you don't think you should get engaged at a graduation ceremony?
Takes away from the graduation.
Right.
No, I always think a boy should ask the girl. I don't know. I just...
No, that's cool.
Wendy, if you were to get married, I wouldn't cling on to that philosophy.
Aww.
My friends at Chris and Carrie, she ended up proposing to him.
Really?
Yeah, she was so anti-marriage when they first started going out. You know how you're feeling each other out about marriage and stuff?
Yeah.
She was so anti that she literally said to him that when you're ready to get married, you're going to have to propose to me. So she remembered that, and sure enough, she had no alternative. So she ended up proposing to him.
And he said yes?
And he said yes.
Get it. The Bert Show.